Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. I'm Pam, and I'm not your host, but David, why didn't you start?
Because I was waiting for the next. Audio.
But that only happens if you push it, or I push it.
Right.
So.
Okay. Hello, I'm David. I am your host. I'm so sorry about everything. Right now, Pam is taking care of the studio for me. Thank you. This is David. I'm Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. And who do we have tonight?
This is Liz. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Liz. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay. I wasn't sure because I didn't hear anybody when I initially called in. So, yay, I'm with you guys.
And is Carolyn in there?
Hi, David. I'm here.
Hi. And is our guest in there? Is Diana in there yet? I don't hear her. Okay. Well, let me sum up what's happening. I'm having technical difficulties. And so I asked Pam to start up the show because I can't see anything. So.
Thank you, Pam.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks, Pam.
You, Pam. So we're waiting for Diana, and hopefully she'll make it on time. So let's start out with a little bit of Bold and the Beautiful. I'll sum up a little bit of it for you. What's really good at Bold and the Beautiful now is that they're reintroducing the Spectre family, and who was late played by Darlene Connolly, and now they're giving the next generation out of Sally Spectra. They're showing Sally's sister, played by Days actress Patrika Darbo, who has joined B&B recently as Shirley Spectra. And it's all Stephanie versus Sally, next generation between Steffi and Sally. And we have a love interest going on there with Thomas, who is actually smitten with Sally. So I'm very excited about this one. The next thing that happened, well, recently today, is they matched up Zenday Forrester and Nicole Avant, and they married them off, and it was pretty swiftly. I mean, they did it in 2 days. They're like the next generation Forrester. He's the next generation Forrester. And I'm not sure what's happening there. The interesting route, though, is between Quinn, played by Rena Sulfur, and Ridge, Torsten K. There's a couple sparks going back and forth. And we're going to see if Ridge is going to try and break up his father's marriage to Quinn just because he wants to get her out of there. But that's what mostly is going on with Bold and the Beautiful. And now, let's go on. Ladies, shall we start with Days?
Sure,
Days is going downhill pretty quickly.
Well, I heard Vincent Azzari is leaving.
He is.
So what's happening there? Contract up or?
I just found, thank you for pointing that out to me yesterday, by the way. The war between the Hernandez and the war between the Hernandez family and the Kiriakis and the Damiras has really escalated. And Deimos has had Chad and Gabby arrested. Not arrested,
he kidnapped the meat locker.
Yeah, they're in that meat locker milk.
For a week now, no
food, they're under his arrest anyway. But
Was he limited? Do you think he had like a limited time on there, or did they just decide that they weren't going to continue to use him?
Well, it seems like he had just maybe a year's contract, maybe to see how it would go. Mind you, I find his storyline, and he's brought a little bit of excitement to the show. I'm disappointed that he's leaving.
I am too.
So we'll see whether they kill him off or what they're going to do.
Or if he takes off because, the law is catching up to him or whatever. It'll be nice for Victor to have the house back, though. Victor and Maggie to have their house back.
Yeah, but they. I read somewhere that Victor, he's retiring. In fact, if he hasn't already.
Oh,
he's,
really?
He's leaving. Yeah, he's leaving.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's getting up there.
Wow, Victor is?
Yeah. That's what that was a while ago. They said that he won't be there very much longer either.
I know there was.
I mean, he's not there as much anyway.
No.
There is rumor about that going on way back, but his daughter came forward and said that. Well, he didn't come out actually and say that he wanted to leave.
No.
But
well,
anyway,
there seems to be lots going on behind the scenes, and Hope has got her. She's the conviction was reversed, so they're all happy about that.
That was a good thing.
Yes.
considering Eric stitched her up. She just rebounded right back real fast. I'm like, wow, I hope I could heal that fast.
Yeah.
and she shows up, after how many, weeks on the run, and she's all sick and everything, and she shows up looking, glamorous at Kayla and Steve's wedding. So,
yes.
and of course, we won't talk about how it was preempted today, thanks to the press conference. So.
Oh,
I'm hoping.
Oh,
no.
I'm assuming that NBC ran the show, so at least it was preempted on the East Coast. So I will turn to my handy dandy NBC app on my phone tomorrow, and where the episode will play, so I'll be able to catch up on it.
That's how I watch it.
Well, on Twitter, people complain because they say they always cut in on the soap opera. Why don't they just wait till later in the evening? But anyways, they have a captive audience, and that's not fair.
Yeah. So I was disappointed, but it's like, well, at least thank you NBC for that app. I appreciate it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. I'll
yeah.
I'll go in if
that's
how
I watch it
thing.
Every
yeah.
time.
The app is free, but you just have to wait a day to watch the show.
Oh,
but yeah,
okay,
it's free.
It's not,
and then the shows are
okay.
up there, I think maybe for a couple weeks or something. They're not, you know, it's not like you can go back and watch, you know, weeks and weeks ago. But they're, you know, maybe a week or two, and then, you know, they go
they
away.
Go.
But, it, you know, gives you an opportunity.
Oh, that's good to know. So did anyone notice about Jennifer and Ann becoming friends and snuck in and dressed as a cop to get the
Oh, my God. Wasn't that a riot?
Ann is the comedy relief there, so, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to be best friends, besties again, if ever.
We'll see about that. we'll see about that. But that was... Yeah, that was pretty good. So, you know, hopefully it'll be interesting to see how all this gets resolved. And I'm interested to see what happens between Chad and Gabby.
Yeah, they're getting a little closer. Yeah.
I mean, of course, I'm all for Chad and Abby, but I don't know. I'm kind of worried there, so.
And then Abby is Fernando's brother. She's trying to help him. He left the hospital. Did you see that the other day? Yeah.
No, that I still have to. Well, I guess we're all in the same boat. We all have to watch it together again tonight.
Yeah.
I think it'll be ready tonight because that's what I'd. It should be ready tonight.
Yeah. No.
So
I had a hard day today, so now I'm going to turn in. Unfortunately, I'm not going to wait up and watch it, but yeah, it. You know, I heard speculation that Abby is going to marry. Dario to help him stay in the country or something like that. So I don't know.
So are they going to keep the other two in the meat locker a long time so Abby gets close to Dario?
I don't know. I know because they're gonna either starve or freeze to death soon. So we'll see how that one plays out. But yeah, it's just irksome to me about Gary. It's like people, they are for the most part very forgiving, except for Andre, because if we recall several years ago when Gabby was after Chad, and that was the original Chad, she was after him, Melanie were in love, and she had Melanie kidnapped.
Yeah, there was a kidnapping there, yes.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
She got away with that, didn't she?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's when she killed Nick. She didn't get away with that one. But it's like, Chad knew. I mean, Chad found out. But it's like, kind of forget that she was after Chad and he wasn't interested in her. And he was interested in Melanie, and then she pulls that stunt. It's like, have you forgotten?
but Andre got his just desserts yesterday when Hope counteroffered for his offer from trying to get Rafe and Roman involved.
Oh. Yes.
No, just desserts. Yes, I did, but just desserts to me would have been Andre actually getting arrested for it. So unfortunately, that won't happen. But that would be, that would be my just desserts. Now, when I was looking today on the little information about today's episode, I guess Anna confronts Andre, and I'm sure she's carrying Tony with her or his ashes.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay. So, yeah, but it was good to see Austin and Carrie. And I
I like Austin Pack as Austin. I like him. It was good to see him, and to see their characters. What do you guys think of the Stefano storyline and Steve and Shane, their little scheme? What did you guys think of that?
It shocked me. I was so surprised that that was just a ruse between the two of them.
Oh, yes, yes. That came out with Patch, yes. That was interesting. They were discussing that. Knew it all along. So Stefano, they say, is really dead. And I don't know, they
yep.
exchanged. How did they get his fingerprints and DNA? And that was
the
quite,
ISA.
Yeah.
You know, they're able to do all those tricks. It was good to see Joe Mescala one last time. I'm figuring that, you know, he was quite ill, and I know that when he was before Hope actually, you know, Hope shot him. You know, he had trouble with lines and things like that. So you know, it was good that he was on one last time. It was really nice to see him. He was in
the jail cell, and they all came up and, you know, said their piece to him, and he didn't acknowledge, he didn't say anything, and Rafe said, oh, he was there smirking and didn't even say anything, but obviously he was not well. And actually, I thought he looked very good. I think it was shortly after that he passed. But it was it was well done. It was well done.
Mm-hmm. So, I kind of feel bad, I guess, because of budgetary reasons. The set. I mean, you know, the police station in Prague looked very much like the police station in Salem, except the little decal on the door.
One was
the Salem, and the other one was like written, you know, was for Prague. So I'm like, okay, it looks the same green paint, and you know, and all of that. So that was a little, it's obvious that they're cutting corners with the sets, and you saw places in Prague that looked like places like in Chicago, you know, when Philip would visit with Chloe, and or
Backdrop.
Places in Salem with the docks. Yeah. So it also amazes me that we know that Salem is near Chicago, and that these folks, in all, you know, all year round, they. Again, and it's because of the small number of sets. They all, when they do their fine dining, it's outside in that Salem Square. Let's eat outside. I mean, you know.
and Andre was wearing
heavy coats.
No, and Andre was back there after being poisoned last week. And he was saying, he's saying, where's my coffee? He was waiting for his coffee. Oh, anyways, I found that quite comical. You're going back and someone poisoned you while sitting there in the square.
Yeah. So I think they kind of take it a step backwards when it comes to that. And like I say, if it's budget, okay, I get it. But it's almost reminding me of shows like in the 1970s when, if you remember the soap opera Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Barely.
I remember watching that soap in the 60s and 70s, Dark Shadows. It kind of reminds me of that. I mean, the sets are nicer and more elaborate, but it's, you know, they are doing very similar things.
They just can't afford to go everywhere because it does cut on the budget, and that's the big thing.
Yeah.
They have
right,
to
but
kind
if you
of
could just make
money.
The police station in Prague look, you know, I guess they can't build a set to, you know, look like the police station, look like a different police station. So, you know, oh well. So, do you guys think Eric will eventually make his way back to Salem?
Oh, he
I
told
hope
Hope.
He does.
No, he told Hope absolutely not. He won't be going back. Never, never, never.
Oh,
he told her to go back. Yeah, but he said he will never go back. He'll be a reminder of what happened with Daniel. And she said, well, you know, as basically as an ex-priest, is there not a, you know, a prayer of forgiveness? And he said, well, basically not for him. So he's not a man
that,
of, he's no longer
said.
A man of God. Yeah, he's no longer a man of God. So I think something's going to come out. Something's happened in the prison. I think they're going to play that up, you know, the really bad end of what went on in prison with Eric, because he's, you know, he's
he was really
done a
hurt.
Complete, yeah, big turnaround.
Well, I just think he feels, you know, he just feels such guilt for killing Daniel.
Yeah.
He is so overwhelmed with guilt, he cannot forgive himself.
Right.
And I think that's really what's stopping him. And, you know, and never say never. That's why I'm just wondering if he actually will come back and will eventually be redeemed.
Well, he went to get me. Yeah, he went to get medication for Hope, and then he saw Jennifer there at the hospital, and said his goodbyes.
I'm hoping that Jennifer coaxes him back home.
Yeah,
I think there's real love there. I think he really loves her. But
yeah,
he's afraid to face anything else.
Yep.
He's afraid of being a disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to forgive himself, and I would hope that, because everybody is so forgiving.
Eventually.
Well, yeah, look at Julie. Remember, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
Julie in the old days? Oh, my word.
Yep.
I heard she was
a lot like Tammy.
Oh, yeah, she was a little devil.
She was nasty.
Yeah,
oh, she was conniving. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then she, you know, she turned into the good person and all of that. So, you know, that's why, and people have forgotten all some of the nasty things she's done. Look at all that Sammy's done.
Yeah.
So, you know, and boy, there's a lot that Sammy's done. even before she hit 21, there's a lot of bad stuff that Sammy did. So that's why I'm just hoping that he's hard on himself. And I think he needs forgiveness, and I'm hoping that Nicole can do that, and I'm hoping that Brady can do that. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But I hope Greg Vaughn is there to stay. I hope his care thing going away. And I hope he's certainly getting out of that house with the wallpaper.
Yes. So if Deimos is on his way out, do you think there'll be a storyline with Brady and Nicole?
Wow, I don't know. It's kind of like there's a setup there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he's trying to help her a lot with all this that's going on with Chloe.
Yeah.
He's there.
She's on my list.
Yeah.
She's on my list. It's like,
on your list,
give her, give Nicole the baby.
The baby, yeah.
Step
and every day that goes by, she's missing out. So,
yeah.
That,
I just see that Nicole wants the baby, and Brady's been left with his little baby, and they're talking about kids and how important it is, and so there seems to be a bond building there between the two of them.
And
then if Amos is...
Whenever they hug, Amos walks in.
Yeah. But we must remember that Brady has Daniel's heart.
That's right.
Yeah, and
exactly.
And that's going to be a constant reminder for Eric.
Yeah, that's true.
If we go back, I really feel for everybody.
Yeah.
In particular, in there, I mean, they all have something, and it's too bad, you know, as a group that they don't. You know, they need some peace.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, at least we have happy news. You know, Steve and Kayla have remarried. I think that happened in today's episode.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, hopefully they'll be happy for a little while anyway, until the next drama in their lives.
A little ray of sunshine somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. So that's at least a good thing. I'm happy about that. And does anybody know when John Black is set to be back?
I do not know. I know he. You mean to air? I know he's back.
To air. Yeah.
As of November, I heard he was back. But when we'll see him, who knows?
Yeah.
Now, has he been off because of that injury that he had on the show? Why is he gone so long?
He was gone because of the injury. And then...
Wasn't there a lot?
And his mother died?
Oh, because I read somewhere that there was a lawsuit because it happened on the show, apparently. And he said that the set wasn't set up properly, and that's why he was injured. So maybe they resolved that behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, I heard he had come back. I heard he had come back on the set and was working. And then I heard that, I think it was his mother who died. So I was just wondering when he was going to be at. There's just been this void, and especially with all these compelling storylines that have been going on, like with Stefano, that he wasn't a part of it. And I get it. I get it. I think in the old days, they would just like temporarily replace him with an actor. And I don't know, maybe it just doesn't fly nowadays. People don't accept it. I mean, I would be okay with it just because it helps with that character contributing to that storyline.
Because he's been gone for months, so that's a long stretch.
But they used to do that. The soap operas would do that. If a character was off for some reason, they'd replace them temporarily. But like I say, maybe it just doesn't fly in today's world.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
So so it was nice to see that Stephanie came back for the wedding.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Kimberly couldn't make it because she was traveling with Caroline, and Kayla is like, no, stay where it's warm. And I'm like, really? I know you have to suspend reality, but what mother is going to stay where it's warm when her daughter is getting married, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of a lame excuse. If Peggy McKay is sick or whatever, then just, say that.
I asked about that.
Mom Brady is sick.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she's well.
Wanted to keep it out.
Yeah.
And I get that.
Yeah.
But you know, if she were really sick. But I'm like, well, then just say, oh, man, mom's too sick. She can't make it. You know, but don't say, oh, stay when it's warm. I'm getting married. You know, it's a huge day in my life. Just stay there and Kimberly, yeah, you stay with her. I'm like, what? Better stories, better excuses, folks.
Well, I was watching the Grammys the other night, and they had the different entertainers that had passed away, and I love it when they have a collage, you know, of when they started and mm-hmm. their songs, and I don't know why, especially when these soap operas have been on for 50 years or more, with Stefano passing away, I don't know why, like, they come in with these dream sequences, why don't they come in with maybe 2 or 3 minutes of, you know, rest in peace and show some of his scenes. I would like to see something like that, especially when
I'm sure you can find a ton of it on YouTube or something. I'm sure somebody has put something together. Granted, it's not from the show, you know, the actual show, the producers didn't put it together, but it's out there.
Well, I think it would be, or even if they leave.
Oh, yeah.
but that's just me.
I thought at the end of that, the episode that Stefano, that Joe Mascola was in, it was nice, the little verse that they put, they had a picture of him, and then they, the year of his birth, the year he died, and then they had a nice little verse.
Yeah.
So that was neat.
But for all your years of dedication and, you know, a staple of the show, I mean, that really was, you know, the show was around the two families.
And the other challenge
they...
is the show's already put together.
Yeah.
They should have started the band. So that was the other thing. They wouldn't have had, you know, then you've got to cut.
Yeah.
Carve some time out. So. But didn't they do, now I must admit, I was not watching it when Frances Reed died. But they did, it was later that they did like a tribute to her or something, right, on the show?
Yeah, they did. They did something nice for her, I do believe.
Mm.
It kind of like a funeral, didn't they? Kind of like that, okay, she, you know, that Mrs. Horton died, so they had the, like kind of like a funeral. They wrote it in to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think? What do you think, or who do you think, rather, should return to the show? And, yeah, in your opinion, and why?
My opinion? Well, Sammy.
Yes. Sammy and EJ.
Yes.
I want that, because I just think, even though sometimes EJ could be the nastiest person. I don't know. I just like fell in love with the character, and the chemistry
was there, and there was always something exciting happening.
And that's what they do. That's what they do. First, the character you don't like him because they're mean, and like with Teresa, and then they turn him around. They're nice, and then they get rid of him, and you're like, oh. But Sam and EJ, and I think I'd like Teresa to come back, too. I'm getting greedy. But
yeah,
I'd love for Sam and EJ.
Oh, and who was the one, actually, the one that Gabby killed? Oh, what's his name? Nick.
Nick?
I always thought Nick was good. I enjoyed it. Those days were. Oh,
yeah.
Those were the days.
Yes, the days of our lives.
Yes.
Now, who in the whole family?
Say that again, David. You were cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the Horton family should come back and to breathe new life into that family?
Well, let's see.
That's a good question.
Well, David's not coming back. Let's see.
I'm thinking, because I haven't seen him, and I'm not sure. I'm thinking I'd like Bill back.
Yeah.
Because Lucas is there, and Jennifer's there, and I think it would be great to for them to have their dad in their life.
Yeah.
And more
often.
Well, it's always nice that
Bill,
they
Bill got around.
And especially with Kate still being around.
Mm-hmm.
If I know correctly, there's a lot of hostility between Kate and Laura because Bill had an affair with Kate while he was married to Laura, and that's how we got Lucas.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's how they got and Bill had an affair with Laura, which is how they got Mike.
But passed
him off as Mickey's son. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, God. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Well,
remember, because they found
around.
Out. Yeah, they found out after Mickey married Maggie, because remember he had amnesia and he thought he was Marty Hansen living on the farm, that they found out that Mickey was impotent. And then dun, dun, dun. But I miss the old Laura Horton. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the act. It's not the actress. It's what the character of Laura Horton has become. I don't like this Laura. The Laura Horton back when she was married to Mickey, that Laura Horton I liked. And what they've made her, the scheming, conniving, she can be nasty at times. I don't like that. I want the kinder, gentler Laura Horton. Susan Flannery, I think. I don't know if she was the original.
Susan Flannery.
But when I was growing up, she was Laura Horton. But it doesn't matter who the actress is. It's just what they've done with the character.
So
I
you want
like all
Laura,
of them?
Well, you know, you
I
have a new writer
Hortons,
on
all
board.
All the living Hortons to come back. What's that?
You do have a new writer on board. So maybe,
mm-hmm.
maybe he can turn Laura around to the way you remember.
Yeah. I would like all of the Hortons to come back, all of the living Hortons, because let me tell you that when they do that Christmas tree, especially at least come back around Christmas, because when they're putting the ornaments on that tree and there's like, you know, there's about, what, 100, 200 Horton ornaments on that tree, and what, there's about, what, 10 of them. And some of them are honorary Hortons. They're not really Hortons, but they're honorary. They give them, like when JJ and Gabby were
right,
dating,
yeah.
So Gabby got her
yeah.
little ornament. Well, you know, I'd take that one and smash it, frankly. But anyway, well, it is. You know, you've got to be a true, you've got to be a Horton or married into the family. Don't just start just throwing out these ornaments to people. No, that's, you know. But anyway, I'd love all the Hortons to come back. I think it's gotten so diluted. It'd be nice to have.
It was nice to have some that were strong and stable and had words of wisdom and put something positive in there. And then the kids and whatever would go off and do all their wild and crazy things. But then there were, you know, they would come back and Caroline would, you know, have all these words of wisdom. That's what I enjoyed way back when. But now it's just they're all bouncing all over the place and there's nobody.
I miss things. Yeah, and I miss things like Doug's place when Doug had the restaurant.
Yes,
and
yes,
I think
yes.
Maggie still has Chez Rouge,
But, you know, like when Doug's Place and, like, Doug would perform, and then Liz Chandler, she would perform. I like that. I mean, I know that they, with Claire, they're trying to appeal to a younger audience with her, but she's not really performing. Now she's, you know, gone into her narcissistic bubble. But I like those kind of things.
A family base. There was always a family base that, you know, it would, you know, like you could come home to and feel secure. But like I said, they're all bouncing all over the place and there's no stability. Just too bad.
And the thing that's really changed is, okay, you had Tom and Dallas Horton, okay?
Right.
And they were the foundation and they were the stability. And they really didn't have scandal, okay? It's not like Tom or Alice, you know, walked around or this or that. I mean, the biggest thing was Alice putting something in the donuts. Remember that? I think it was to help Bo to put something in the donuts so people fell asleep or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the biggest woo. But they were like that rock, and you don't and they don't have anybody coming in to replace them. I mean, you have Doug and Julie, but they still got their quirks. But Tom and Alice didn't really have their quirks. They were entertaining, and there were some good storylines with them. And it was just nice to have that rock, the patriarch and the matriarch there, and it's missing. And I hope Jennifer finds love.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
You want Jennifer to find real love.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shame that Jennifer and Daniel didn't work out. How he couldn't forgive Jennifer for what she had done, but yet he was able to forgive Nicole, and that's that I don't get. But oh well.
Do you see Brady with Nicole?
I see there's a bit of a bond there.
Do you see it probably happening? I mean, let's say this way, if you didn't know Vincent was leaving.
Oh, I thought that,
Would you still see Brady with Nicole?
Nicole will get her baby that way. Nicole would get the baby that way if she just gets rid of. But it would be interesting if Brady and Nicole hook up and then Teresa comes back. I mean, I don't know if Jen Lilly's ever going to come back. They kind of left the door open, so I don't know if she would, or I don't know if they would recast the part or what. Kind of in the same vein as Abby, but is Abby coming back? So I don't know.
Anything's possible.
It's just that
Deimos is gone to such a dark place, and that's fine. I mean, you need that in the soap opera. You need that. He's kind of got to pick up the mantle of, you know, scheming and being underhanded and all of that. Which, you know, that's been a part of days for forever. So you need that. But I just, you know, Nicole has turned her life around, and that's her baby. That, you know, Holly is her baby. So, you know, I'd like Nicole to be happy and have her baby. And you can't do that with Deimos now. Obviously, she's in love. So she's got to. She's got to find out to the extent that he's done things, and then just totally get out of it. So we'll see. I just hope that Deimos doesn't take it out on Brady if that's what happens, if those two turn to each other.
Yeah.
Oh God. So who do you think is going to win Adrian.
Well,
I would like it to be Justin.
For history's sake.
Yeah. For history's sake.
But I have to tell you, I like this story with the three of them because it tugs back and forth. You know, there's no one totally bad and there's no one totally good. I mean, there's good and bad in both of them, and they both have... It's not good versus evil, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
It's gray all the way, as I like to put it sometimes.
And they both have her best interests at heart, so that's
both
a good storyline. Yeah.
They both have their best interests at heart.
Yes, they do. So, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out.
And they both love her to pieces.
Yeah.
And
right.
Do anything for her. And I think Kate is seeing that too.
Yeah, and Kate, you see a soft side of Kate. She was there for Adrian, which was very nice too.
That's the thing, Kate is such a complex character because remember when she threw Lucas under the bus?
Yes, her own son.
And
yeah,
what, he was working. Was he working for Countess Wilhelmina then? Or
yeah.
Who's he working for? That she kind of she got him tossed out of the company. So she's very complex, and it's, you know, she'll say in one breath, "Oh yes, I'm looking out for my children yet." If it helps to further her along, she'll throw him under the bus.
The bus, yeah.
And drive it.
Yeah.
Drive that bus too.
Yeah, backwards and forwards if she has to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Make sure she's got the job done.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh boy, so. So let's go back to Justin and Adrian for a little bit. Justin, Adrian, and Lucas. What are the pros of Justin?
The pros?
Yeah.
Well, he's been, you know, he was married to her. And... I love his dimples. I don't know if we can count it as a pro, but I just love his dimples. And you know, they've got that history together. They've got children together, and they've just been together a long time through thick or thin. And then he had a serious lapse in judgment. Those are my pros. It's their history. And the love that they shared and the family that they have together.
Right. And how many...
But he is a lawyer. He is a lawyer and he wants to win.
They have three boys, right?
Yeah, he's very, very competitive.
Isn't it four?
To win. Four.
I think it's four.
Four
yeah.
boys?
I think it's four.
Oh.
Is Sonny the oldest?
I have no clue.
I have
Is
no
he
clue.
The only son that's been revealed?
I think so.
Well,
that's
we're
the
talking
only one,
to
right?
one over the computer last week. So I think there's one named Alex.
Okay.
I mean, they haven't showed any of the other kids, though. The other kids haven't made appearances, right?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
So what are the cons of Justin?
Well, he went and had an affair, the idiot. He was ignoring her for a while, and he went and had an affair, dummy.
Anything else?
Maybe he's competitive. Maybe when he saw that Luke is moving in, then he's like, well, no, this is, she's mine. So
that's right. Yeah,
I can think he can be selfish.
Yeah. Because he didn't care about her feelings. I mean, she was going through a really rough time, and he really was very cool and distant. And when she found out that he was having the affair, and she went through a really rough time, so it's like from one extreme to the other. She's to forget
right.
all that, and yeah, there was a lot of drama. And I like Lucas because he was there. He kind of picked up the pieces and made her feel, you know, great again, and that, you know, you said she didn't have to feel guilty. You know, she did everything that she could, and he was selfish and self-centered. So I like the quality
yep.
of Lucas.
Yeah.
Molly. And he, I want him to, he always loses the girl.
Do you think
poor
if Lucas wasn't in the picture, he wouldn't fight so hard?
Probably not. It would be a struggle.
Okay, now
just
let's go over to
it
Luke.
Very confusing. Yeah.
What are the pros of Lucas?
He's faithful.
Yeah, he's faithful, and I think he would back off if it came to that. And she said, you know, this is what I want. I think he would, you know, he would be the nice guy and say, well, you know, it's like the mother and the baby. Are you going to, you know, I'm going to cut the baby in half. And the mother says, no, you know, you can. That's what I think Lucas would do. You know,
yeah.
the fable, the,
yeah.
the Bible. It's. I think that'll come to that. And he'll be the nice guy.
And he's been through
but
a
we'll
lot.
We'll see.
Lucas has been through a lot.
Yes, he has. And trust Molly. Issues. I mean, his mother.
Oh, he's got mother issues. How you doing?
Yeah, poor Lucas. Yeah, poor Lucas.
Although
so.
What's her name? Lucas's mother. Why am I forgetting? Kate.
Which?
Adrian and Kate are getting along for now.
Yeah, yeah.
We know
yeah.
that could change.
But then you've got Sonny, too, because he wants his parents to stay together. He would prefer, you
yeah.
know, that. So she's got the son tugging as well. So she's got big choice to make.
Big choice. I wonder if she's ever going to make that choice because she feels like she might be, she doesn't want to expect a lot of them. And because she may not be able to give it back.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why yeah. she's holding both of them at bay.
I think now just because of the cancer and the treatments and, you know, she's got to focus on that.
She has to focus on that, and she doesn't want to put either one of them through anything like that. She wants... Because she doesn't feel free to love.
No.
And she doesn't
yeah.
know how much time she has.
Yeah, and she's got to really focus on herself. She doesn't need all this going on, really.
Right.
It's a lot. It's a lot of
yeah.
focus. So, let's go to Victor and Maggie. How long will Victor stay mellow?
Well, we saw a little bit of the evil Victor when he was talking to Deimos about kidnapping Chad and Gabby. So we saw a little bit of that. And he said, you know, he goes, he's not pleased about it, but he gets it. And he goes, he'll take care of Maggie. So it's not like he's, oh, you got to let him go. He's just like, fix it, and I'll take care
yeah.
of Maggie.
So you've seen the spark. You know, there's still a little bit of spark of the bad Victor.
The nasty Victor,
because so I think you're going to have the spurts. Because he's not running the business anymore, there's not a whole lot of opportunity for him. But he still gets in those zingers, you know, when he's mad about stuff, like the zingers about Chloe and things like that. So, yeah, you still got the nasty Victor. But look at how they've forgiven Deimos. I mean, it's like, oy vey. Everybody's so forgiving. And then Deimos is a bad guy. I mean, he crippled Maggie. She could have died. And all was forgiven. But then you've got, you know, nice Eric, who did a dumb thing. He drank and got behind the wheel. And it was horrible. He killed someone. And, you know, that's what gets me. So, anyway.
And?
They forgive the bad guy, but they don't forgive the good guy.
We try and remember that. If there was ever a perfect person on any given show that we like, it would probably be a little boring.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And in that we give these flaws to them to create story, to create character, to create dimension. So
yeah.
We can't. So in Soapland. In Soapland, no one should throw stones.
Oh, but they do.
Oh, yeah.
But they do. They forget once in a while, but they do.
That's what makes it interesting.
Oh, let me see. Before we end on days, let's go to... Let's go to Chloe, and we are going to her character. What are the pros of Chloe?
Well, she's become a good mother.
She's become a good mother to Parker.
Yeah, she's overcome some hurdles.
I'm thinking.
that's the only
she's
thing
on my
I
list
can
right
think
now.
Of. Yeah,
she's a good mother to Parker. That's about it. I'm sorry, but what she is doing, and then bonding with Holly, like by taking medicine so she can breastfeed.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
That was low. Yeah.
So
it's bad enough to you know, try and protect her from Deimos and all that, but. Well, I missed the whole part. Why is she so angry with him? Didn't she save his life?
He lied to her because he gave, when he first met her, he gave a fake name, and then she inadvertently gave him information about what's Kate and Victor's son? I'm forgetting.
What?
What's her son's name?
Parker?
No. Victor and Kate.
Victor and Kate. Oh, Philip.
Philip, yeah, I'm sorry. So she inadvertently gave Deimos information about Philip so he could go find Philip and use, you know, and then end up blackmailing him.
So she
was mad about, that he lied to her.
Yeah, she was as mad at him for being conniving, but yet she's as conniving.
Oh, yeah. And she slept with him.
Oh, yeah, the pot calling the kettle black. Oh, jeez, okay.
Exactly.
So she's still holding on to that, okay.
She's still holding on.
Yeah.
Well,
poor Nicole is suffering.
And the fact that she heard Deimos, you know, threaten to kill someone, you know.
Yeah.
That might have swayed her opinion, too.
Yeah.
But I like
my,
what Victor.
Minor detail.
I like what minor. Victor called her though. not to her face, but how he how Victor referred to her. He referred to her as a harpy. and that term sort of stuck with me.
Yeah.
I have to agree. I mean, she is a little daft upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we got
like
in.
I said,
so
with this baby Holly thing, she's on my list.
Yeah. Not nice. Not nice.
No.
So now, what are your hopes for days? Before we close on days, what are your hopes for days?
Well, my hope and Ray for finally together, and that hope can have some peace, even though, you know that, like yesterday, when Hope and Rafe were hugging, that Andre was looking through, so that's the sign that he's not finished yet. He's going to find a way to, he's going to find a way to get her. So I'm just hoping they can have some peace and be together and maybe get married, and Hope can have some happiness.
Okay, and Carolyn, how about you?
I just want one or two of them just have, a nice match made in heaven, and then they can, we can have some positive storyline. I don't care if it's Nicole and Brady or Hope and Rafe, somebody. Just I'd like a really nice wedding and everybody get together, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't know that that's going to happen, because Hope, she wants to get Andre back. She found out that he transferred all that money over into his account. She said she found he used his password. So he's sitting on a lot of money. She found that out yesterday. So I don't think
right.
it's over between those two.
No. Unfortunately,
so
she had to use
more.
That as leverage.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, overall, from all you've seen so far, we want maybe a little sunshine over the gloom and doom?
Yes, yes. A little ray of sunshine would be nice.
Yeah,
well, let's hope
be.
Ron can do that for us.
No, yep. The new writer. We'll see what direction
yep.
he's going to take. That should be soon, right? In another couple of months?
I think we should see his writing around September.
Oh, that long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know how far ahead they are.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was around May or June, but you might be right. It's going to be a while.
Are all the soaps like that far ahead?
Yeah, I would say. It's hard because they had like 2 months off. Thanksgiving time, and they just went
right,
back.
Right.
So maybe they cut it down a little. Hopefully sooner, maybe.
Yeah.
I know they want to try and not be so far apart, but they did this to save money. I don't understand the linguistics behind that. Maybe because they can afford to go dark and they don't have to pay so many people so many times, or
yeah, that could be. Yeah. They have their reasons. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's our talk on days. I hope stay with us, ladies. I'm just gonna go down the other two shows.
Okay.
Well, David, because I don't watch the other two shows, I haven't had time to tape. I'm going to try and start watching The Young and the Restless, and then maybe I can give some input in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that would be great, Carolyn. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna try. But you guys carry on. And
you gonna stay with me now, or are you?
No, I'm on my way out the door. I gotta go pick up my daughter.
Oh, okay then.
So we'll keep in touch, and
yes.
And it'll be 2 weeks from tonight, or will the schedule change?
We're going back to the second and fourth.
Okay, sounds good.
So it'd be like the ninth, I believe.
Okay, guys, we'll see you on Facebook and on Twitter, and let's keep the souls alive.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye for now.
Liz, are you still with me?
I am still here. Of course, you know, I only watch Dave, so there's not a whole lot I can contribute.
That's okay. I'm just trying to spark it off. I'll go into Young and the Restless, and to start off, I'm going to say that the new writer, Sally Sussman, is slowly involving history. They're showing more of the past.
Okay.
What I liked is Eileen Davidson had a nice scene yesterday with her friend Ravi, and they were reminiscing about her father, John Abbott, who had passed away. And you know how you like the flashbacks?
Oh, yeah.
You know how you like the flashbacks on days?
Well,
yep. This time they did the flashbacks, and they showed her way back from the 80s, how she was just came home from school. And how they did it, how the perspective they did it, is they showed her look into a desk mirror. And then they just looked in the desk mirror, and they showed the memories through the desk mirror.
Oh, wow. That's
and
cool.
I thought, I realized that was a very beautiful effect.
Wow, yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's sort of like what we want to see on just about every other soap. Another nice thing is with Sally Sussman back as writer, she is giving like equal portions to just about every contract player. Families are starting to be in the mix, and it's not just two families like the former writer did. So we go into the Newman family right now, and we're seeing a softer side of Victor Newman, the head, who prior to this writing regime was very vicious and...
Oh, yeah. I was watching it for a little while, and so, yes, I remember the viciousness of Victor.
Well, if you remember, go back, circa the 80s, if you were watching back then, and this is the kind of Victor you're going to see now.
Okay.
What you're seeing right now is a man who's faced the death of his son, Adam, and is looking back on his life. And he's being more reflective and open and more family-oriented and trying to make changes. I mean, you don't see that edge anymore. And that's what a lot of people wanted. That's what a lot of people wanted to see. They want to see the softer side. They want to see
the softer side. Did Adam really die this time? I mean, is he really dead?
According to the head writer, Sally Sussman, I think they're going to keep him gone for a while. I don't know if
when I watched, he died in an accident, but he didn't really. He was rescued, and then they did plastic surgery, so he would look
that,
like.
Justin, that's when Justin Hartley took it.
Yeah.
The plastic surgery, right?
Right. So is he still, you know, does everybody think he's dead for that, or did the Justin Hartley character of Adam die? Or supposedly die.
Yeah, Justin's rendition of Adam is supposedly dead. They had his funeral and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And with that in mind, I think that's how they're focusing Victor as a more reflective person. And I have to tell you, it's a more realistic version of a man in his age. Not everyone in the YNR groups don't see it my way. And, you know, I kind of give them a new version and something else to think about. But I look at it that way because it's more of a realistic look at any man that age.
Yeah.
Who's looking back in his late 50s, 60s to 70s. And looking back and see what he's done, what he's accomplished, what can he do now?
Yeah.
And they always hint in retirement now. I swear that that word is just about in every other show pertaining to him. And he says, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, boy.
So that's the part of Victor I like. The part I'm not really sure about is that his son Nicholas is starting to see his brother's wife. And that is a common, Adam's wife, Adam's widow. Yeah.
Okay, and Adam's widow is Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Oh, Nick. I watched when the Nick and Sharon, that marriage fell apart. And
yeah.
I'm not too happy with Nick. He's on my list, too. He and Chloe.
I have to take a look at your list. But
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled with Nick.
So that's a little, that's controversy right there between Nick going after his brother's wife. People don't like that because they say, Nick, why don't you go find your own? That's the common thing. Don't go after the leftovers.
Yeah.
Because he's already done that route with someone else. They always go after each other's.
It's brothers squabbling over. What happened to that woman that rescued Adam? Wasn't he with her for a while?
Sage, played by Kelly Sullivan. The one that was with Adam?
Yeah.
After the car crash that rescued him? Yeah, she was killed in a car accident.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So So the main, yeah, that's a main contention. No one wants to see Nicholas take his brother's widow. And then they're trying to pair him with someone else. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence with this, mainly because I think they're looking at, they don't see chemistry. They say they'd be better friends.
Yeah.
Than lovers. And, yeah, that's true on the whole for me. But if it's written correctly, and we know we say that in all of them.
Right.
If it's written well, then I could probably go for it. But sometimes it's not written to what we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to take it.
I would still like to see Nick and Sharon back together. I'm sorry, but I just want them back together. So.
You want Nick and Sharon?
Not that that'll ever
that
happen.
May happen.
Oh, okay.
That could actually happen, and I will let you know why. Because head writer Sally Sussman, her main focus is to give Sharon a little more respect than she's had in the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every once in a while I would tune in. I would see part The Young and the Restless if I happened to be home at that time. And so I was just seeing Sharon, like, dumped on all over. And I know there was an issue with a little boy that Nick had custody of, and I'm not sure about that whole deal. And it's just like she was treated like garbage.
The character has been treated awfully, yes.
Yeah.
And that we're going to give her, the writer wants to give her more respect and build her up.
Yay.
She's got to fall first. But, and they want to put her in line. So I think that Sally wants to put her and Nick back together, but they have to build her up first.
Yeah. I mean, she's no saint, but still, you know, like we were talking about, who is?
Right.
So
let me see. How about I do it this way? Who do you remember on Young and the Restless
Sharon seeing? I'm trying to remember. He was with somebody else, and then he was with her, and then he went undercover. And I think she might have accidentally blown his cover or something. And did he get killed, or are they just writing him out? And he may not.
You talking about Sharon's husband, Dylan?
Oh, they got married. Okay. Because Dylan, I forget who he was with. I forget the other person he was with.
Avery?
Yeah, Avery. That's right. So something happened there, and then Dylan was with Sharon. Yeah, so what happened with Dylan?
Steve Burton is off the show. He had to go under, he tried to bring down a crime syndicate. And, but he wasn't successful, so they wrote him out of the show by saying that he had to go into witness protection by himself, and he left Sharon.
Does Sharon know he's in witness protection?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
She does, and
so,
they have.
Married,
they
though.
Can't say anything. Only Nikki and her, Nikki, Sharon, and Paul know, and.
That's right, because Nikki's his mother, and
right.
Paul's his father.
Right.
Okay.
And Kevin was the operative that was helping him from home, but they all had to say goodbye to him, but they can't tell anybody else.
Oh, boy.
They can't tell. So Sharon, they had to make up something believable. They said that, tell everyone that he left her. And this is what she's had. Right now, she's dealing with the aftermath of telling people this. and she's not doing well. So at the meantime, she is falling.
Aww.
She does blame herself for having this happen, and hopefully things
mm-hmm.
will get better for her.
Yeah. Mm. And then I think I saw that Jack and Phyllis broke up.
Jack and Phyllis have broken up, yes.
Did she have an affair?
Yeah,
with Billy?
He had an affair with Billy.
I say.
Yeah, and it wasn't pretty. And he's still harboring it. Jack is still bitter. Billy's trying to move on, going back with Victoria. She's not going to let him. Phyllis has decided to give up, and she went into business with Lauren Fenmore. And
okay.
Those two are, I'm glad they freed Phyllis, and maybe Jack will come to appreciate her.
Hmm.
Sometime later. Hopefully. How was that? I'm sort
yep.
of keeping you up. I'm keeping you updated.
Yes, you are.
How am
so,
I doing?
You're doing great because it's just so hard for me to try to keep up with all of them. But like I say, I was watching it. I was just when Katie McClain was on, because I'm a big Katie McClain fan.
Yeah, I know.
And so when she was on, and then what they did with her character and kind of making her go wacky and stuff, and then they wrote her out, and I'm just like, okay, no, I'm not happy with this.
Yeah, I guess you blame that on last writing regime. It's the same writer who wrote All My Children when it ended. That's who did it. So, and he knows Katie, and
yeah,
I didn't like the way her character went, yeah, either. I mean, she started out and then I think what he likes to do, what Chuck Pratt likes to do, is to prop he likes just black and white. If Jack's going to go back with Phyllis, then she can't look so good. Kelly can't look so
right.
good. You know?
Yeah.
I think Chuck Pratt has a hard time with Grays. Okay, hold on.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that was.
Okay.
Okay. And now going to. Sum up General Hospital. Well, let me see. It is hard to try and sum up General Hospital because, as you know, Mr. President keeps interrupting us, and I have a hard time keeping up. So let's see what's going on here. Anna Finola Hughes is currently in the hospital, and I'm not sure if it's a stroke yet. I think that's going to come out tomorrow. I don't know what it is. So, but someone does, and she was in the middle of, she's in the middle of questioning Mr. Valentin Cassadine because she does believe that she knows him from someplace because he leaves like little hints. Now, Valentin is pretty vicious. off and on. But she collapsed right in front of him, and he brought her to the hospital. And that's about the softest side he's been with Anna. You know, Anna is a special agent, and she's trained, but she took ill, and now they're trying to find out. Now they're trying to find out what's wrong with her. On the other front, now let's go to the hospital itself.
Mm-hmm.
They have been losing, their funds are low, and they can't afford to keep up. So they're laying off the nursing staff, which is hard. How can you lay off all the nurses when they make up the hospital?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah,
they're trying to, the new administrator is trying to save money. And if you lay off the nursing and only have the doctors do it, I mean, it's like, well, Laura, you know, Jeannie Francis said, you might as well close the hospital.
That's crazy. They're the front line.
Yeah.
They give the care. The doctors, like, waltz in there once or twice a day. It's the nurses that are constant. So the doctor's going to empty the bedpans?
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to.
Crazy.
But the nurses are striking.
Well, yeah.
They're going to strike. And I think they got, I didn't see it too well, but I think they got, what did they call the person who's trying to take a job and like cross the picket, a scab? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they found a scab to not really work, but to spy. So basically, that's what General Hospital has been about. Less family and more hospital is going on. A lot of things are happening with the hospital. Dr. Hamilton Finn is one of the doctors there, and he has an ailment, and it looks like he's doing drugs, but he really isn't. He is slowly dying. And he's taking this medicine because he needs to. And if he doesn't take it, you can see the effects on him. He shakes. But it's all about it's been all about the doctors' lives and the nurses' lives and how they run. So I think they went a little off kilter with family, and I think they'll probably get back to that later. The big thing is with a hospital, part of the hospital wants to close because another member wants to turn it into condominiums.
Oh, jeez.
So the board is like divided, and they're trying to, they want to save it. They do want to save it. That's my General Hospital take.
Okay.
And Miss Liz, I want to thank you for both you and Carolyn for hanging in with me. And I want to know, do you have any closing thoughts to the fans of any and all of our soaps?
Jeff, thank you for your support of the soaps. Thanks for listening to us. And we do encourage you to call in. But yeah, your support, supporting these soaps to help keep them on the air. That's really what we want because, wow, I love soaps and encourage people to watch, and especially young people. Let's get them hooked so that these soaps can continue.
Thank you very much, Liz. And I'd like to say, please keep tuning in. We'll be back next month on our usual time, the second and fourth Thursdays of March. And hopefully I'll be back on the board trying to figure out my technical problems by then. Until then, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Good night.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.